Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Brian.
Hello, I'm Elsie.
Elsie, would you say you have a good memory?
Good memory? No way. I have a very bad memory, and I'm very forgetful. I always lose my umbrellas, keys, phones, purses, and even money. I just can't remember where I put them. What about you, Brian?
So-so. I can remember some things very well, like unimportant things from years ago, but then I might, you know, forget to charge my phone or plug the fridge back in or something like that.
I see.
Well, what about people? When you meet new people, after you leave for a minute, can you remember their name very well or some details about them?
Yes, you know what? What I mentioned were all things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like umbrellas, keys. But the weird thing is that I'm extremely good at remembering people's faces and, of course, their names.
Mm-hmm.
Once I see them, I can remember them and their names. And you?
I can remember people's faces pretty well, maybe from years ago, but their names...So-so, not so well.
And the reason why we have been talking about the memory is that it's about today's article, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious about the title of today's article, The Man with No Memory.
Yes. Today's article is about a man who can't make new memories, and he has forgotten almost everything because of a rare disease that he has.
Mm-hmm.
So...Let's take a look at the article and find out a little bit more about this very interesting case.
Reading H.M. The Man with No Memory. Henry Molaison lost his memory when he was 27. He suffered from epileptic seizures and decided to get an operation that would help.During the operation, the doctor removed a part of Henry's brain, called the hippocampus. This greatly reduced Henry's seizures, but it also took away his memory. Henry's memory loss was retrograde, meaning he forgot almost everything from the 11 years before the operation. He also could not make any new memories. Henry couldn't learn new words,and would forget someone as soon as he turned away. He didn't know if his parents were alive or dead, and never again remembered his own birthday parties. Henry's situation was sad, but it made him the perfect test subject. Psychology experts have used him as a topic for about 12,000 journal articles, but they called Henry H.M. to protect his identity.Henry's condition helps shape our understanding of memory and the brain. In a sense, Henry and his contributions will be remembered forever.
Our article begins, Henry Molaison lost his memory when he was 27.He suffered from epileptic seizures and decided to get an operation that would help. Okay, so Henry has epileptic seizures. Now, epileptic seizures are a kind of uncontrollable shaking and can even cause someone to forget where they are or what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Epileptic 是癫痫的，是一个形容词。Seizure 则是突然发作的意思。So Henry suffered from epileptic seizures, 也就是他遭受癫痫发作所苦。癫痫症这个英文呢，我们说 epilepsy, E-P-I-L-E-P-S-Y, epilepsy.
Now Henry had this serious problem,So he decided to have an operation. Now, operation, this is a noun. It's spelled O-P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. And an operation is when you have surgery to fix your body in some way. So, for example, the old man couldn't see well anymore. So he had an operation on his eyes. Maybe they'll remove some sort of what we call like cataracts on your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Somebody have an operation on a body part, 也就是在身体某个部位上面动手术的意思。注意哦，我们的介系词用的是 on, and then the article continues, during the operation, the doctor removed a part of Henry's brain called the hippocampus.
Right. So the doctors removed the hippocampus. Now we see this word remove. It's a verb. It's spelled R-E-M-O-V-E, and it means to take something out or away. So, for example, the dentist removed four of my teeth, which hurt a lot. Okay, so Henry has these seizures. He wants them to stop. So he goes to the doctor and they say, we can do something. There's an operation. We have to remove your hippocampus.But this is the part of the brain that helps to keep memories.
So remove 是去除移除的意思，而医生帮 Harry 动手术的目的是要 remove 移除他大脑中的 hippocampus 海马回。The hippocampus helps our brains to form 组成 store 储存 and process the long-term memory 以及处理大脑中长期的记忆。所谓的 long-term memory 是长期记忆，比如说你小时候学会怎么样骑脚踏车，你就终身难忘，对不对哈？那如果是相反的 short-term memory 就是短期记忆啦。如果有人跟你说了他的电话号码，你手边没有纸，没办法抄下来，你马上把它记在脑海中，但是如果过了一天你再去回想的话，可能你就忘记了，那就是所谓的 short-term memory.
Now the article continues, this greatly reduced Henry's seizures, but it also took away his memory. So this is why Henry can't remember anything, because they took out this hippocampus. Now the article says this operation reduced Henry's seizures.Now, to reduce, this is a verb, spelled R-E-D-U-C-E, means to make something smaller in size or amount.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we can say, to lose weight, I will reduce the amount of sweet snacks that I eat.
Okay, reduce 就是减少的意思。It means to cut down, right?
Right.
Without the hippocampus, the times that Harry had seizures were reduced. 因为没有了海马回， Harry 癫痫发作的次数减少了。But, 也因为没有了掌管长期记忆的海马回， Harry lost his memory, 他失去了记忆。
Right. So the article continues, Henry's memory loss was retrograde.Meaning he forgot almost everything from the 11 years before the operation.
Retrograde, 退化的。同学们注意了，看到 retro 当作自首有往后退 backwards 的意思。So after the operation, Harry suffered from memory loss. He couldn't remember things that happened over the past 11 years before the operation. 也就是手术前11年的记忆都不见了。
So...Starting from the operation, going back 11 years,、mm-hmm. we don't know why it's 11, not 9 or 10, but 11 years, Henry can't remember anything. Now the article goes on, it says, he also could not make any new memories. Henry couldn't learn new words and would forget someone as soon as he turned away. So this sounds really terrible. It's, you know, Henry meets、mm-hmm. someone new. Hi, you know,、
yeah.
hi, Amy, how's it going?He turns away to go get something, comes back, has no idea who that person is. It's like he's never seen him or her before in his life.
Yeah, he was unable to learn new things or meet new people. As the article says, as soon as he turned away, he forgot. 他一转身就会忘记刚刚见到的那个人。Like in a flash, he would forget the person he just met.
Right. Now the article continues, it says...He didn't know if his parents were alive or dead, and never again remembered his own birthdays. Okay, so Henry doesn't know if his parents are alive. Now, if you're alive, this is an adjective, it's spelled A-L-I-V-E, alive, it means to be living. So, for example, we can say, I thought the sleeping cat was dead, but when it woke up and moved around, I knew it was alive.
So, Brian, did Harry forget about his parents?
Well, I think he knows he has parents because he can remember when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to ask him, he probably wouldn't be able to tell you where they are or what they're doing or anything
and
like
that. And if they're still alive, right?
Or dead.
Alive 是活着的的意思啊。这个形容词啊，只做所谓的后位修饰，不会放在名词的前面，只会放在它的后面。
It continues, it says, Henry's situation was sad, but it made him the perfect test subject.Psychology experts have used him as the topic for about 12,000 journal articles, but they called Henry HM to protect his identity.
Henry 的状况呢，让他成为了心理学家们的 test subject, 也就是受测对象。在大约12,000篇的这个 journal articles 期刊论文当中呢，他们称 Henry HM 来保护他的身份。
Okay, so...Henry's life wasn't too great, but he became a test subject, which means that scientists, well, they did tests on him. In this case, they studied his brain. And this, as we'll see soon, means that he could help others in his own way.
Yeah, but he was like a white mouse.
Right.
Right, which was very sad to me. I don't think he wanted to be a test subject, 受测对象 or became a topic, the topic of those journal articles.
Right.
我想他也不想要成为那一万两千篇的 journal articles 期刊论文当中的这个主角吧，对不对？
Right. I mean, when you're sick, you want like one doctor to look at you. You don't want like...thousands of doctors to, you know, be coming and say, I got to see what this guy has. This is interesting.
Yes.
The article continues, Henry's condition helped shape our understanding of memory and the brain. So Henry has a condition. It's spelled C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N, condition. And this is a kind of illness or poor state of health. So we could say, for example,He has a condition that makes it impossible for him to drink any milk. It will make him feel sick.
Condition 可以是病症或是状况的意思。We can also say his condition's getting worse and worse. We hope there will be a miracle. 他的状况越来越糟，我们希望呢有奇迹出现。所以记得咯 condition 可以是刚刚 Brian 老师提到的病症或者是状况。
So...Thanks to studies done on Henry's brain, scientists now understand how memory works better than they did before.
And our article says, in a sense, Henry and his contributions will be remembered forever.
Now, contributions are something that you offer to a group to help. In this case, Henry let people study his brain.
Contribution 是贡献的意思，文章当中啊是复数型 contributions， 它的动词呢叫做 contribute，c o n t r I b u t e，contribute。If you contribute something to somebody or some place, organization or charity, you give your heart, things, money or effort to them. For example, we can say she contributed some of her savings to the charity. 她把一些积蓄贡献给了慈善机构。
So in Henry's case, his contribution was that he helped people to understand memory and the brain better thanks to studying him. So even though he didn't have the best life and, you know, he had a lot of problems with、mm-hmm. his memory,He did actually end up helping a lot of people.
By being a test subject,
yes,
right?
Yes, in、mm-hmm. a sense, he helped out. And in a sense happens to be our shortcut for you. And that also brings us to the end of our article. So, why don't we go to our shortcut for you? We'll come back and then we'll wrap up with our for you chat question.
Shortcut for you!
Did you make a pie for dessert?
Kind of. I bought one.
You said you were going to make one yourself.
Well, I made the money which I used to buy the pie. So in a sense, I did make it.
In a sense? Sounds like you're not making any sense.
In a sense means in some ways, but not others.
Oh, I see. In a sense means...在某种意义上来说
You got it! Hey, what did you bring?
Myself! And you know, in a sense, that's the most important thing of all.
Shortcut for you! Chat.
Welcome back, everyone. So, we just heard in our shortcut for you clip about in a sense, and it means that in a kind of way, something can be true. So, we still have our for you chat question, though, and it is this. What are some of the sweetest or most terrible memories in your life? Elsie?
So, start from me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as I said, I usually lose my stuff, but I'm very good at remember people's faces, and of course, some of the sweetest and terrible things in my life. I'll start from the sweetest one, which happened in my childhood. When I was in the elementary school, I always rode my bike to my daddy's office after I finished my homework, and we would walk home hand in hand talking about what happened during that day. And you, Brian, what's your sweetest memory?
Oh boy, I don't know, sweetest, it's hard to choose. I guess anything to do, you know, with my family life and my dogs and stuff like that, you know, I just think of something like that, something general.
Mm-hmm. About family,
life. Yeah,
just, and your pets.
Yeah, you know, or going somewhere on some sort of family vacation or going to see extended family, you know, down in Mexico or something like that. That's usually about the sweetest memories
so,
that I have.
Going on a trip with your family mm-hmm. is always the sweetest thing you think.
Yeah, yes? I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about the bad one? I can still remember vividly the night when I was locked outside of my home because I went home late. You know what happened?
No.
I slept on the stairs and didn't get into the house until 7 o'clock a.m. Mm. That was my dad's rule. So, no matter the sweetest or the most terrible one, they're all related to my dad. You can know that he's really important to me. And any bad ones?
Me?
Brian?
Me?
You want to share a little?
I didn't sleep on the stairs outside my home. what else? Oh, boy.
Or all sweetest ones.
They're all sweet, except
wow,
when I would
for you.
Get into fights with my brother when I was little. They're all sweet.
Okay.
Hmm.
I think it's time for us to say goodbye now, right?
Yes, this is the end of our teaching. So, until next time, I'm Brian.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye.
H.M., the man with no memory. Henry Molaison lost his memory when he was 27. He suffered from epileptic seizures and decided to get an operation that would help. During the operation, the doctor removed a part of Henry's brain, called the hippocampus. This greatly reduced Henry's seizures, but it also took away his memory. Henry's memory loss was retrograde, meaning he forgot almost everything from the 11 years before the operation. He also could not make any new memories. Henry couldn't learn new words, and would forget someone as soon as he turned away. He didn't know if his parents were alive or dead, and never again remembered his own birthday parties. Henry's situation was sad, but it made him the perfect test subject. Psychology experts have used him as a topic for about 12,000 journal articles, but they called Henry H.M. to protect his identity. Henry's condition helps shape our understanding of memory and the brain. In a sense, Henry and his contributions will be remembered forever.
Vocabulary Review.
Operation. Ryan had an operation in order to fix his vision. Remove. Eric removed the trash from his house and brought it to the street. Alive. After the bad car accident, Howard was lucky to be alive. Condition. Lisa's condition prevents her from eating a lot of dairy products.